This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Gonna wash some of this gunk off of us here. I'm gonna get to a couple of these things here that may be a little heavy. A couple Democrats being nutballs, violent, you know, abusing kids. But other than that, we're gonna talk about revitalizing our manufacturing sector. Get to some emails. So much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. This is Carrie Reinigans, representative out of Michigan. This is, I don't even think I'm going to elaborate on this more. This is just a reminder, a wake-up call to you and me that we are up against not bad. We are up against evil. We are against evil, and so we don't ever get to quit. You may have a day where you got to take a day off. You got to be away from it all. Totally get it. Maybe you need a week. I got to put my feet up. I'm all out of rage. Maybe I need a week. I get it. We don't ever get to sit out this fight. This is what we're up against.
And I am recording a video today to talk to you, trans kids here in Michigan. I want you to know that the care you might want for gender-affirming care is legal in Michigan, and it's still continuing in a wide variety of places. But I want you to know, as trans kids here in Michigan, that this care is obviously safe and effective. That's why it's been approved and why it's been used all across the country and continues to be used. So if you need to find a new place to get care, it is still legal here in Michigan, and reach out to our office. We'll be able to connect you to what might still be available in our community. And there's also new support coming online for parents and families. So please contact our office. We love you. We are really supportive of you as kids. And we want to make sure that you can grow up and thrive here in Michigan.
Imagine telling the founders that one day the members of the House of Representatives will be calling on their constituents. They could reach out and find out where they could go take their son to have his penis chopped off by a doctor. We don't ever get to quit. Let's do some emails before we do other stuff. Hey, I never did get to this guy's email. I got too distracted because I'm turning into a fashion guy. As a fellow robe guy, I was wondering if you could recommend any books about the American Civil War. I've added every book you've recommended, and I don't think you've ever had one about our Civil War. Love the show. You can say my name. Let me make this really easy on you. There are a lot of really wonderful books about the Civil War. The Civil War. Shelby Foote, go by everything he ever wrote, all right? I know he has a three-book series, but I think he wrote more than that. I think I've read everything Shelby Foote has ever written about the Civil War. What, Chris? What? Oh, yeah, Chris is right. I have to say it three times. His name is Shelby Foote, but Foote has an E at the end of it, okay? Shelby Foote. If you are interested in the Civil War, not the standard slop you get in America's government schools, North good, South bad, blah, but actual real history, learning about the men, what happened in the battles and everything else, Shelby Foote will lay it all out for you in a wonderful, wonderful way. And honestly, if you are a history teacher, and I know there are many who listen to the show, which I'm quite flattered by, you should read all the Shelby Foote books. Shelby Foote books should be required reading. Dear Small Hands Menu Whisperer, I'm 54 years old. I wanted to ask a young whippersnapper. My wife came home tonight and said that her friend's son is dating a girl that does not shave her legs or underarms. Besides throwing up, what would be your advice to the young man in this situation? Here's what I'm trying to learn more and more as I get older, that times are changing in a lot of ways. And in some ways, I need to learn to change with it, or at least accept it. And in other ways, I need to not move, because what was old is what was good in a lot of ways. Not all the ways. Everything wasn't perfect in your generation or my generation. Not all the ways, but the tough thing is, as you get older, discerning, trying to, at least for me it is, discerning what should I keep, what should I let go of? What should I keep, what should I let go of? One of the things, I'll be honest with you, was smartphones for kids. Look, little kids should never have a smartphone, ever. In a million years, it's insane to let your kids have access to all that. So I got that. We're not talking about 6 years old here. But at what point in time do you let your kids have them? Maybe you say never. Very understandable. I'm not going to call you an idiot. Kids have to know how to function on those. I'll tell you, at my kids' school, they can't do their homework without them. It's all online applications, logging in. It's all, not an option. So what's the right answer there? I don't know. I'm not here to tell you, one, that you're wrong or I'm right or I'm wrong and you're right. I don't know. But again, what's right, what's wrong? Hair. My son, one of them, his hair is long. Now, stop. I don't mean like touching his neck. Longer than anything that would have ever been allowed in the Kelly household. I think probably 4 or 5 inches long. That would never have been permitted by my father in a million years. He would have called me a hippie. He would have threatened to drag me out back and shave it off himself. Men don't have long hair. Now, again, I'm not criticizing you if you have long hair. That's how I was raised. And so he does this thing where he flips his hair like in his front because it goes down. It covers his forehead. He does this thing where he'll flip his hair. And I look across and I have this brief moment where I want to grab the clippers and hold him down. And don't get me wrong, I'm quite insulting. I'm very, very insulting when he does it. But I'm not totally serious. That's how all his buddies, that's how young men have their hair today. You see these baseball players, they have mullets. The times change. It ain't the end of the world. It's just different for me. So I've had to let that go. There are things that I probably would not let go. Shaving the legs is not, that's not optional for a woman. You got to shave the legs. What, Chris? What? No, not for dudes, man. Not for dudes. I'm talking about, the guy asked about women. No, the women got to shave the legs. And no, my boy's not shaving his friggin' legs. Okay, we're drawing the line there. Absolutely drawing the line there. Maybe if it's swim competition or something like that and you're trying to shave a little bit off your time, maybe I would allow that one time. No. There are lines that I'm not going to cross. Look, the hair thing I'm having a hard time dealing with. He flops his hair. It's flopping it here and flopping it there like some kind of hippie. Jesse, can you speak to the rash of videos showing EBT recipients trashing a store? Obviously weren't raised right, but has this been a thing in the past and not just filmed or a recent attention-seeking trend? I can't stand it. Well, we have a couple things going on in our society that we can discuss. First is mental illness / drug use is on the rise. It is. There's a lot of it. A lot of mental illness. A lot of this comes back to America's broken families. We don't have as many families who are intact, and it's very, very difficult to raise up a good human being without the family being intact. It's not impossible. Maybe you're doing it right now. Not insulting you. It's just the numbers say it's very, very difficult. Now we have that combination of more broken homes, more mental illness, more drugs with this thing that, again, this is another thing. This is why I wanted to answer this question right now. Something I'm still wrapping my head around. People today, because of social media, put everything online. Nothing is private. You know, I mean, I do this for a living, right? And I have Instagram and I have Twitter. I'll go a day, 2 days at a time, and I'll never even log in. I'm just living my life. I don't think I logged in all weekend. Not sure. I don't remember. Just living my life. But people feel the need. Look, you'll get on there and you'll say, ugh, this line at Starbucks is so long. Oh, okay. People have to film and publicize gender reveals for their kids. And I'm not saying they're wrong. It's just, Weird. I didn't grow up in that time. People put everything online today. And in some ways, it's way too much, and I'll flat out say it's wrong. People take family fights online. I saw a woman, I don't remember her name. I wouldn't blast it anyway if I did. Saw a woman, saw a woman online blasting her husband for being lazy. Online. That's so out of line, man. So keep your fights in-house. So out of line. So, look, it's a combination of things. People put everything online. All right, now let's talk about what Veronica Escobar said. And they're still trying to use your values against you. And your dog needs vitamins and minerals the same way you do. You know, I took my chalk supplements this morning, as I always do. I'll tell you about that. But what did Fred get? Fred's a living, breathing thing too. Flesh and blood. Fred needs nutrition the same way my body needs nutrition. His coat needs it. His teeth needs it. His internal organs needs it. His skin needs it. What does he get? Dog food? Did you give your dog only dog food today? There's no nutrition in there. Why do you think it's brown? All dog food is brown because all dog food is dead. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on the food. You don't have to take your dog's food away. He likes his food. Keep giving him his food. Let Rough Greens give him nutrition with it. His breath will be better. His coat will be shinier. Energy better. Digestive system better. At the vet less. And most importantly, gets to live longer. That's what Rough Greens is. Life for your dog. RoughGreens.com, promo code Jesse, or call 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
U.S. Army awards $635 million contract for an artillery ammunition factory. Look, it's just one small step, but at least we are starting to realize we are not going to survive a major war if, God forbid, we get into one when we can't make the stuff we need within our borders. It has been at a crisis level for quite some time. Nice to see the Trump administration taking this problem very, very seriously. There's another problem we have to remember and realize. We are full of violent Democrats. This is Representative Veronica Escobar.
The other thing, frankly, John, is civic resistance. We need more people marching in the streets. And we saw during...
Remember that communism is a revolutionary religion. And they have always operated as if they don't have the traditional infrastructure. They don't have the institutions of power. And so because the institutional power is not theirs, which is hilarious because Democrats have basically all of it now, but because the institutional power is not theirs, numbers and violence are always on their lips because that's the only power they think they have. Violence. It's no different than you're the boss, you're at work, you're doing performance reviews, and some big dude who works for you comes in and you tell him he sucks at this and he sucks at that and he didn't meet his numbers, and so now he's going to be fired. He doesn't have any power beyond physical power in that situation, and that's why he threatens to beat you up and maybe does it. It's the only power available to him. The communist always operates as if that's the only power available to him. That's why they commit so many acts of violence across the United States of America. It is part and parcel of the religion. Remember that Representative Jaya Powell, when she essentially said, what she's saying here is, when she's talking about our risk tolerance, what is our risk tolerance? Look, this is not even coded that well. That's language saying, how long are you willing to go to jail? How violent are you willing to be? We need you to be violent, and you're going to have to figure out for yourself how long you're willing to go to prison. That's what she's saying here.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting a strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective...
Risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases. Maybe you weren't willing to go to prison for 10 years yesterday, but now things are desperate enough. You should go hurt that guy. You should go firebomb something. What's your risk tolerance? They all speak in that language. Taking it to the streets. Got to be street ready. Got to be strike ready. It's built into being a Democrat in the United States of America. You understand you're a communist revolutionary, and you understand that's part of your power. Whether you hold all the power or hold none of the power, having a relative monopoly on street violence, look, it's something good to have in your back pocket if you have no morals against it. And they've always had that. They've always had that in ways we do not. And I'm glad we're not that way, by the way. Good day, Bronco. Listening to your podcast, I'm a too bud to go to sleep kind of guy. I'm assuming that means Budweiser. Anyway, I have several friends that have slipped into darkness. They don't blink twice at the thought of more fentanyl in their booger sugar. Several friends have died this year. Gosh, that is so sad. This is not an accident. China plays the long game and is still chapped about the opium wars. They are. And they're still taking it out on the West. And look, it's sad that China does it to us. They send these horrible chemicals in to make this fentanyl. It's sad we allow it. And it's sad how much drugs have taken a hold on the American people, keeping them locked in prison and killing them. Think about 100,000 people a year, 100,000 overdoses a year. That's a lot. Now, the problem is they're drug addicts, and you can't get people to be too sympathetic to drug addicts. You know, you'll see a story of, a kid died. We just had one of these. I believe it was in my area. Kid died, thought he was taking a Xanax. There was fentanyl in it. Overdoses, he died. He was a teenager. Even that doesn't elicit total sympathy. Well, why are you taking a Xanax? What do you do? Well, that druggie kind of had it coming. We have the victims of this don't elicit enough sympathy. It's like abuse in the prison system, which I've always hated a lot, when prisoners are abused by other prisoners, by the guards, by whatever. I've always hated it. But you can't ever get people to care about that because they're prisoners. The second people look at a rap sheet, they think to themselves, well, screw them. Throw them in a dungeon. It's the exact same kind of a thing with drug overdoses. 100,000 is an eye-popping number. That's double the number of men we lost in the Vietnam War. We lost that last year for fentanyl. But because they're druggies, you can't move the public. Even if you are moved, even if I am moved, that's not enough, right? You remember, you always need the norms. You got to move the norms. And it's hard to move the norms. Hillsdale makes life easy to learn, though. At least we have that. And you know how much I hate school. I've told you about this before. I hate it. Hated it. I hated it for all 6 years of high school. No, I'm kidding. It was only four. I hated it for my entire time I was in school. And I have never in my life found an educational institution that made me actually enjoy learning things. Hillsdale College does. Now, granted, it helps that they have something for everyone. More than 40 free online courses. Whatever your interest is. Maybe you're a biblical person. You know all those amazing stories in the book of Genesis? You know Hillsdale will teach you, it'll give you context for those in ways you've never heard before, probably. The Constitution, maybe that's your thing. American history, maybe that's it. Ancient history, they got that too. Whatever you're interested in, maybe you're just an economics guy, an economics girl. They'll teach you about capitalism, things you don't know. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. It's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Hey, Jesse, it seems though the Democrat Party has become so trashed and tarnished, their only viable strategy is to rebrand themselves. If they select a new name, a new symbol, is that a possibility? It's a possibility. Right now they are trapped in a prison they can't escape. And you know how I've talked before during the Biden administration, I've talked before how good people are sandwiched in the middle. And in fact, it's still very much this case. If you live in a blue area, if you live in Massachusetts, if you live in Los Angeles or Seattle, Portland, the good people are sandwiched in a horrible way. Meaning all your elected officials, including the cops, all your elected officials, DA, judges, chief of police, they all hate your freaking guts. They're all dying to throw you in prison. Now, the scumbags on the street animals, they're a violent, mentally ill, drug-addled bunch. They work for the elites who are above you. You, completely defenseless. You can walk down the street, and if some illegal tries to assault you and you slug him in the face, you're going to prison. He'll probably get a medal. It's called being sandwiched. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's a terrible, terrible state of affairs. But if I may make you feel better, the Democrats, elected Democrats right now, are in a way in the exact same position politically. Not the way they live their lives, but politically. Meaning, if you're a representative in Michigan right now, their senator, one of their senators, Slotkin's her name, a horrible person, don't worry about it. But when you hear Slotkin talk, you can tell she knows the dicey situation she's in. And here's the situation. She is part of a purple state. Michigan is not blue. It's not red. It's not blue. Trump owns Michigan. So it's not Massachusetts. She can't be Elizabeth Warren. She can't be a nutball. She has to sound like a normie Democrat. But the base, the animals, the street animals who work for Democrats are as insane and rabid as you can possibly imagine. When you see them pulled, the street animals, they're all Maoists. I hope you don't think I'm being over the top when I call them communists. They are communists, and they want to smash you in every way. She has to speak to them. She needs their support. She needs them knocking on doors for her, organizing votes for her. She has to have them. Has to have them. But it gets worse. The large donors of the Democrat Party, the tech mogul billionaire donors, they're just as kooky. When it comes to the LGBTQ demon mob stuff and all that stuff, they are just as kooky, if not kookier, than the base. So here, if you're Slotkin, and don't get me wrong, I don't feel sorry for, if you're Slotkin, you read all the poll numbers. Your entire life is approval ratings and poll numbers and what the public cares about. They're hot on this issue. They're not hot on that issue. You know for a fact, we are kooky. We sound kooky. They're even sending out memos now to other Democrats, giving them a list of words to stop using because it makes you sound weird and nutty. You know all these things. You know you shouldn't be pro-tranny at this point in time because the public is rejecting that stuff. You know that if you're Slotkin. But you are essentially in a prison. You are sandwiched. The people below you, the people above you. You need them both, and they demand you stay over there. Listen to these Democrats. You know what they're singing about? They're singing about the human trafficker.
Kilmar is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump.
No!
Kilmar is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump.
Heck no!
Democrats are currently being told, Democrat politicians, to stop using terms like birthing person, the unhoused, chest feeding, Latinx. They're giving out microaggression, systems of oppression. They are handing out lists of words that they have pulled the public on that make normies want to throw up. And they're handing these words to somebody like Slotkin. I'm just using her as a placeholder here. But the base demands she uses use those words. The donors above her demand she use those words. I don't know how they escape that prison right now. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. We have midterms coming, and traditionally we should lose seats in the midterms. That's how it goes. You know how that goes. When you have the White House in the midterms, you lose seats. Usually a lot of seats. I don't know whether that'll happen. I don't know where we're going to go from here. And remember, if they win back the House of Representatives, that's going to be even less incentive for them to change. They're going to say, well, why? We just took the House. The momentum's with us. We're good to go. You can see, I'm not predicting this, but you could see the Democrat Party spiraling down so hard that they did have to rebrand. You can see. These people, how are you coming out of this?
Republican friends and fellow citizens, I say, who profess to be active Christians, I remind them that DEI is the very foundation of the Christian church.
Everybody hates DEI. They're still defending it. If you're a Democrat and you need the normies, how do you defend this?
Would you also like to get federal funding?
Sorry, this is Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson being interviewed on MSNBC.
Would you also like to get federal funding to help put 5,000 more cops on the street in Chicago? Would that help drive down crime?
Well, look, policing by itself is not the full strategy.
No, I understand what that. You've talked mm-hmm. about the other things you want, and yeah. I said those are good and important yeah. programs, but I'm asking also, would 5,000 more police officers on the street in Chicago be helpful to go along with all of those social programs that a lot of cities are engaging in and having success with?
Well, look, here's the best way I can put it, Joe, is that in the 90s when I was in high school, we had 3,000 more police.
By the way, what you're hearing is Joe Scarborough trying to get them back on track. He's a Democrat now. He's trying to get them back on track. He knows what's popular. Listen to the elected officials.
Police officers, and we had 900 people being murdered every single year in Chicago. It's just not policing alone. Of course, we want more detectives.
I know it's not policing alone. You've told me everything else you want. I'm curious, and this does come down to an ideological difference between people. Do you believe that the streets of Chicago would be safer if there were more uniformed police officers on the streets of Chicago?
I believe the city of Chicago and cities across America would be safer if we actually had, you know, affordable housing. Look, okay,
that's not the question I asked. My question is, and I just need a yes mm-hmm. or a no, do you believe the streets of Chicago would be safer if you got all of those other extraordinary programs put back into place, which do have a history of being successful, if that's complemented by having 5,000 more cops on the streets of Chicago?
I don't believe that we should narrow it down to just police officers, Joe, is what I'm saying. That is an antiquated approach. We've invested in detectives.
Oh, I'm going to let him keep going. It's another 40 seconds.
Mayor, are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm agreeing with you that all of these other social programs.
Listen to the exasperation in Joe Scarborough's voice. He's not fighting for you or me. He's practically screaming, stop being a nutball. We look terrible.
Are extraordinarily important. I just need a yes or a no, and then this will be the last time I ask. If you get all of those other social programs that 800 million that New York City does, Los Angeles, other people do with great success, would an additional 5,000 cops on the streets in Chicago help complement those programs to make Chicago safer?
Look, we are working hard to make sure that our police department is fully supported. I don't believe that just simply putting out an arbitrary number around police officers is the answer.
I don't think they're about to come back anytime soon. Now, listening to that, maybe you're thinking to yourself, wow, I could really use a good employee right about now. And I'm sure that's exactly what you were thinking. And that's why ZipRecruiter is here, to find that choice employee who's going to make your life easier. You know how Chris makes life harder around here? I don't want that for you. I want you to have what I will never have, good people working for you. That's why ZipRecruiter exists. It matches employers with the best employees, and the employees are already at ZipRecruiter. They're already on there. ZipRecruiter saves you time because they match it for you, meaning you post your job, ZipRecruiter finds the people and puts them in front of you. 4 out of 5 employers get somebody the first day. I'm not asking you to wait a year. Go get one now. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic, fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Stolen car suspect stops to pump gas mid-police chase in Los Angeles. That's from Zero Hedge. You ever see that movie, Gone in 60 Seconds? You saw it, Chris? I'm proud of you. I know Corey's seen it. Chris hasn't seen much of anything, hasn't lived any kind of a life. But, you know, I flirted with car theft after that movie. When I say flirted, I didn't actually steal anything. I've never stolen anything in my life, but I fantasized about it. Every guy has. I want to know if I could get away. And now I can't. And I know it's really stupid, but every guy wonders, could I get away from the cops? And I know that's a terrible thing to say out loud, but every single guy listening to the sound of my voice right now, and half the women, are nodding along in agreement. What, Chris? What? When I see the lights come on behind me, do I hit the brakes? Oh, I hit the brakes. Yeah, no, no. No, not a little rev. Do you try to run from the cops when you get pulled over, Chris? That's terrible. Oh, my God. No, Chris, pull over. Hold on. One exception. I did have, we were on a 2-lane road. Cop was coming the other way, but traffic was bad enough. And I was flying and I zipped past him and I immediately see him hit the lights. He can't turn around right away. I may, in that situation, let me finish the story, Chris. I may have accelerated until I got to a turnoff where I turned in, killed the lights. This was at nighttime, and he went zooming by. I'm not saying that that happened, okay? Maybe it was a dream I had. But other than that, no. I pull over right away, and I do the right thing. I make sure he can see my hands. They're up on the steering wheel. I'm not rifling through my glove compartment or anything else. I don't want to make a cop nervous. You know, and you know, all cops aren't equal, right? There are great cops and there are terrible cops, inexperienced cops, especially now with all this DEI hiring crap. You have no idea if you're going to get some 100-pound woman with an itchy trigger finger who's going to blow your friggin' head off when you're trying to pull your driver's license out. So I am very respectful. I do what I'm told. I pull over. The last time I got a speeding ticket, wait a minute, did I even get a ticket? I don't remember if I got a ticket or not. The last time I got pulled over, I was on the way to school with the kids in the back of the car. And I knew they were going to narc on me to OB when they got home. And it was the first thing they did. Dad got pulled over again. What? With you in the car? I wasn't even going that fast, Chris. It wasn't even that bad. I think I was going 40 and a 30 or something like that. So it's like I was doing 120, but getting pulled over with the kids in the back and then they're snickering the whole time and making their little jokes. Disrespectful is what it is. It's disrespectful. Pause real quick. Tunnel to Towers, which you know about, we talk about a lot. I should have brought this up in the first hour. after we talked about Abbey Gate, we talked about the fallen and the families of the fallen and all that, I know that oftentimes that makes people inspired to do something for the families left behind. I don't know if you can do anything for those specific families or if all that has been done, but I do know that Tunnel to Towers, that is their mission every day. Taking care of the ones left behind, the widows and orphans, that's what they do. You can help them do that anytime you want. $11 a month. $11 a month is all they ask for. You can sign up to give it automatically. You will never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. All right? If you have a heart, if that's on your mind tonight, and it may be, maybe consider tonight's a good night for Tunnel to Towers. Jesse, what's your take on California's efforts to return land to the Native American tribes? Okay, it's not an effort. They're not trying to give any land back to anybody. Nobody is. Even the DNC with their stupid land acknowledgement stuff. What they're trying to do is take a fringe radical Indian group and pat them on the head and act like they're going to do something while never actually doing something. It's like Democrats do with reparations all the time. California even bragged, oh, we're going to do reparations. We're going to be the first ones. And they're like the craziest state in the country. They never did it either. It's always just a pat in the head. Keep voting for me. Any day now, we're going to make this thing happen. It's simply never going to happen.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Wilders calls for complete asylum shutdown after a killing of a 17-year-old girl. Now, this is in the Netherlands, but I'm not so sure Europe isn't going to have an uprising of citizens against the barbarians who have been invading and the politicians who have facilitated it. It's going too far, and the politicians don't seem to be backing off. Mexican senator claims President Sheinbaum is backed by the drug cartels. Look, everyone knows she's backed by the drug cartels. I still think it's hilarious that the Mexican president's name is Sheinbaum. What? That doesn't sound Mexican. Trump says he will seek the death penalty for murders in the U.S. Capitol. Yep, Donald Trump is going to clean up Washington, D.C., and liberals in cities all across the country are scared to death of it because of what that might mean for everybody else. Biggest Planned Parenthood in America to close. Very, very happy about this. This is a monstrosity. It's right here in the Houston area. We drive by it all the time. It's gigantic. It's disgusting. It's a monument to demons. And it's closing. Put a smile on your face. California Republicans file second lawsuit against state redistricting push. California is really going to try to redistrict out like the one Republican they have left. First of its kind lawsuit blaming oil companies for women's heat wave death failed to mention her heart disease. Man, every single part of the old climate change stuff is just the biggest money grubbing scam in the history of mankind. All right. You, let's wash this day off of us, shall we? We will return tomorrow for a hump day show. And in case you're wondering, got some pretty big things planned. That's a total lie. I don't have a single thing planned, but it might be a good show. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.